Hello, and welcome to another edition of Ask Ben W., the video series where I get to tackle at least one question on my way from my park car to my office in Denver Public Schools. Today I'm going to tackle a question that I don't really have an answer to, but it's something that I grapple with pretty much every single week of my working life since I started working, and it is this. What role should email play in our teaching and learning lives? And I'm asking this question on behalf of central office leaders, I'm asking this question on behalf of school leaders, and I'm asking this question on behalf of teachers. Email is still very much the primary communication platform for the majority of communication that happens within a school and within a school district. It is still very much the way in which we mostly talk to parents, other than phone calls and things like that. Email is still very much the default. And I think to a very large extent, many folks would say that they wish that it wasn't. And so the framing of the question, what should be the role of email, is something that I'm trying to tackle, because at this very moment, I know that there are at least 110 emails that have some kind of action required of me, whether it is to reply to them, or to copy and paste information, or to, at the very least, interact with the idea that is presented there. It's about 110. That's many hours worth of interactions, and something that I will get to, because that's what we do. We make sure that we respond to people and collaborate with people, and one of the ways in which people want to collaborate is through email. But I have been toying around with this idea of changing the way in which email works for me, and hopefully changing it for others as well. And it sort of gets at the question of how should we use email. So one thought that I have is actually to turn on an auto reply to all email and leave it on. Not an auto reply saying I'm out of the office, but an auto reply saying these are my preferred methods of collaboration. Google Doc, Twitter, video call and response. And if I leave that auto reply on and I say, these are the ways in which I would like to collaborate with you most and best, and if I can do that, then that changes the way in which email is used. It is no longer, you know, the only way that people can get in touch with me, and it never was, but like, it's not then the default, at least for me. But the question I have is, can I actually do that in a way that will not completely destroy all of my collaborative ties to others? And that's kind of where I am, is I want to find other ways, new ways, better ways of collaborating. I'm trying not to die here, if that's okay. And that's where I am. I would like to find those better ways of doing it, but right now, it's not strictly possible, and those 110 messages are just waiting there for me. So, I am saying this in a video and answering this question. The way in which email should occupy my teaching and learning life is that it should be a last resort communication, a lowest common denominator communication when other tools are not going to work for folks, and that it would be a communication by which we send out mass mass communication and things like that, but that it's not a personal communication. It is not a direct communication. It is not a collaborative communication. And the other things that I would like to do, Google Docs, video responses, and Twitter, those three much more so. How do we transition the conversation into those spaces? And that's kind of where I am. So, that's how I think emails should occupy our teaching and learning lives. But I wonder if you have any other thoughts. How should email occupy our teaching and learning lives so that we can transition to more collaborative communications, so that we can transition to a teaching and learning life that isn't based upon the rapid back and forth that does not seem to actually move the needle for anyone of email. And so if you have any thoughts, please do share them with me. Also, if you would like to ask me a question, simply share that question on Twitter or anywhere else using the hashtag AskBenW, and I will answer it on one of my walks to work, or you can leave a comment on one of these videos, either on YouTube or Google+. Have a great day. Talk to you soon.